May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So today is the day of our annual church meeting. And as we look forward to this year, 2020, the big question is this. Is there life after the 125th celebration? Can there possibly be life after all that happened last year? After the success of the Capital campaign, after that fabulous party at the Wellesley Country Club, after hearing Bishop Laura Ahrens preaching from this pulpit, can there possibly be life? It would be much more tempting just to take a nap for the rest of the year, to rest on our laurels and say, what a great job we did. Let's just have a bit of a rest this year and coast for a bit. But I think the Lord has different priorities for us. I think the Holy Spirit of the Lord Most High is moving here among us and has things for us to do as we enter into this new chapter in the life of our parish. During last year, as we planned and celebrated these big external events, the Capital campaign, the renovation of looking forward to the renovation of this building, the party, the service, I was thinking, what is it? What is it that we're actually celebrating? What is it that we're celebrating? Because it isn't just a building that we're celebrating. And week by week, I was reminded what we were celebrating. Week by week, as I read those historical snippets about the life of our congregation, I was reminded that what we are celebrating is 125 years of people coming to this place faithfully week by week to encounter God, to encounter Jesus, to have their spiritual lives deepened, to help them discover what God was calling them to be, to help them think about how their lives might be different because the Holy Spirit was moving within their lives. And this year, as we enter this new chapter in the life of our parish, I want our focus to be on our spiritual lives. I want 2020 to be a year of 2020 vision as we focus on how God is calling us, on where we are spiritually, on what difference our faith makes in our lives, why we bother to come here Sunday by Sunday. And to help us with this focus, I want to launch a new initiative this year called Renewal Works, an initiative that focuses in on parishes and helps them reconsider their spiritual lives and recommit themselves to Christ, to God, to walking more deeply in their faith. I heard from Mia and my wife Sarah, who were at this big conference this last week down in Atlanta, where over 1,000 Episcopalians gathered from all over the country, that the word on the street in Episcopal parishes is that if you want to revive your spiritual life and work on the spiritual life of your congregation, Renewal Works is the way to go. But I want to say, I was ahead of the curve. I first heard about Renewal Works back in 2012 when I was still the rector of All Saints in Peterborough. And I went to a conference down at Yale Divinity School when Renewal Works was first being rolled out. It had been an initiative in other denominations, but it had been episcopalized and turned into this thing. And at the time, I was incredibly inspired by the message that I heard. I thought, this is something I want to do in my parish. And then that aspiration was rudely interrupted by being called to be the rector of St. Andrew's. And I thought, okay, this is not the kind of thing you can launch when nobody even knows who you are. And so it's been kind of sitting there on my shelf. over these last years, and I've looked at it from time to time, feeling a bit guilty that I haven't done anything about it. But that's the way the Lord is, isn't it? The Lord often waits for the right moment to push you to do something. And it felt this year, this new year in the life of our congregation, was a year to launch this initiative. In 2 weeks' time, the person who came up with Renewal Works, an Episcopal clergyman, J. Sidebotham, a very well-known clergyman throughout the Episcopal Church, will be here in this space and in this pulpit at 8 o'clock and at 10 o'clock. And he will be preaching to you and telling you about Renewal Works and all that it can mean to a parish. The day before, he will be with the vestry, leading the vestry retreat, again, telling them about this initiative. Back in October, I went to a conference down in Charlotte. What state is that? North Carolina. Is that North Carolina? Yeah. Somewhere down there. It was warm. I remember that. And it was a conference for parishes that had already undertaken Renewal Works. And I was fascinated to hear about their stories. And the stories were one of renewal, of a deepening of faith, and a renewed confidence in faith. And one of the things is, as Episcopalians, one of the things is that we're not good either at talking about our faith or even talking to ourselves about our faith. We're not very good at recognizing how God is in action in our lives, how the Holy Spirit may have been present to us, how God might have spoken to us. And this initiative will help us think about that, recognize where God is and has been in our lives, and where God is calling us forward into the next steps in the life of our parish. This coming summer, I'm going to be taking a sabbatical. Every 7 years, Episcopal clergy are given a three-month sabbatical for spiritual renewal and learning. And I'm going to be visiting other parishes who've undertaken this initiative. And I will also be spending time with, I can't think of the right word, a spiritual mentor, advisor, guru, whatever the word might be, who has spent a lot of time with parishes who've undertaken Renewal Works to help them craft the response once they've undertaken this initiative. I know that when you buy a package off the shelf and introduce it into a parish, it can feel a little uncomfortable. And it might feel like, uh-oh, this is like a one-size-fit-all thing that sounds a bit like something out of a business school. And when we're talking about something as deep, as personal, as mysterious as our spiritual lives, we may feel a kind of a bit of resistance to this, a bit of resistance. But I want to urge and ask all of you this year, urge and really challenge you to be open to this, to be open to the way the Holy Spirit might be working, and I believe indeed will be working through this, to help transform our lives and make us a parish where the Spirit so bubbles that we will be like Andrew, who will drop everything to follow Christ. Amen.